The landscape of artificial intelligence is undergoing a rapid transformation, isn't it? It feels like we're seeing an intensifying intersection between government policy and private sector innovation right now.
Absolutely. And a pivotal moment in this trajectory was the finalization of the Pro-Human Declaration. It happened immediately preceding that notable standoff involving the U.S., Pentagon, and Anthropic.
Wow, so those events started on separate timelines, but eventually converged. That sends significant ripples through the technology community.
Precisely. It highlights that AI advancement does not occur in isolation. It is deeply entangled with regulatory frameworks and national security interests.
That's a heavy realization. The primary argument of the text centers on the critical necessity of balancing capability with safety, doesn't it?
Yes. The tension between military interests and safety-focused entities like Anthropic illustrates a fundamental debate regarding control and alignment.
It makes sense to ask the hard questions when defense agencies engage with major AI models. How is data handled? What about decision-making in defense scenarios?
Those are valid concerns. The Pro-Human Declaration serves as a direct response, aiming to establish a formalized agreement that prevents misunderstandings or dangerous escalations between government bodies and private tech firms.
That sounds like a massive safety net. I love the three core pillars defining this new landscape: safety first, transparency, and accountability.
Ensuring AI systems align with human values before deployment at scale is paramount, especially under that pillar of safety first.
And transparency is huge too. There's a real demand for knowing how models are trained and utilized, alongside clear lines of responsibility when AI actions result in harm.
Right. The declaration functions as that safety net we discussed, necessitating that industry leaders recognize the need for formalized agreements to navigate this new era.
So, what does this mean for us looking forward? Regarding the implications for the future, the text posits that a roadmap for AI is only effective if stakeholders actively listen and comply.
There is a delicate balance to be struck here. Ignoring Pentagon concerns regarding capability and risk could lead to overly restrictive regulations that stifle innovation.
And conversely, prioritizing speed over safety without adequate oversight risks, creating systems that operate beyond human control. We have to find the middle ground.
This standoff signals a definitive turning point in the industry's life cycle, marking a transition from an unregulated boom phase to an era of structured compliance.
It changes everything for businesses. They will be required to integrate these new standards into their operations immediately to remain viable in the evolving market.
For developers specifically, they must ensure their models adhere to these emerging guidelines to maintain relevance and safety. There is no going back.
The road ahead is paved with challenges, but also offers opportunities to build safer technology. I'm hopeful about what we can achieve together.
Collaboration between the military and private sector, guided by documents like the Pro-Human Declaration, could set a precedent for responsible innovation on a global scale.
Ultimately, the conclusion emphasizes that listening is key.
As the industry moves forward, the focus must remain on human-centric AI development.
Whether building models or using them daily, stakeholders must keep an eye on these policy shifts.
The roadmap exists. Now the collective responsibility is to ensure everyone walks it together.
This shift ensures that as we navigate this new era, understanding the proposed roadmaps is crucial for everyone from developers to end users.